229. An artist's time. He lived in a simple room, vacant, except for the mattress on the floor and the desk in the corner. He was completely and utterly determined to translate his vague ideas onto paper in a way that would personally validate his existence. Until his novel was completely written, he would make no idle utterance, take no vacation, or vacate his apartment but for shopping once a week. All of the other rooms in his head were empty. But the room entitled Artistic Drive held a no vacancy sign. It was filled with a special kind of valor about which only the artist knows. To his friends, his family, and all who cared for him, he would have to vanish for quite some time. On this project, his mind was not variable. He had come to this stage in his life after reading of the accomplishments of great men. Edward Jenner had developed the vaccine after his wife witnessed Turkish women vaccinating each other. Isaac Newton set out to prove the inherent validity of order in the universe. William the Conqueror, valiant Norman leader, sailed across the English Channel and vanquished the Anglo-Saxons. None of these men acted in a vacuum. They were able to react in a meaningful, valid manner to the environment in which they were placed. They rose above the vapid, everyday concerns of the masses. They sought variation in their lives and welcomed the variability that life offered. They weren't seeking any safety valves. This was the primary reason he now sat down to write his novel. The other was more immediate. Life is short. There may not be a tomorrow. He remembered reading a story about the nuclear bomb over Hiroshima. A man was sitting on bank steps, waiting for the bank to open when he was instantly vaporized. Such immediate vaporization can happen to anyone, if not literally, then at least metaphorically. John sought to breathe in the sweet vapors of life and regurgitate them in the form of art. Now was his time.